So we're doing Sugyas and Maseches Yumin. Next week there won't be a shir. There'll be a shir somewhere. I'll be in Eretz Yisrael, Be'ez Hashem, so Mestam, I'll be speaking somewhere. Don't get too many breaks. We're doing Sugyas and Maseches Yumin. So there's one that when we came across, I thought it was an interesting opportunity to talk about, and that is the Isser of counting Jews. We were taught, this is one of the things that we're taught at a very young age, that you're not allowed to count Jews, and we know this when we're counting for a minion. We don't count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We count Hoshea Samecha or something like that. So it's something that's ingrained in us that you're not allowed to count Jews. Now, where exactly the Isser comes from so is not as clear. It seems that it shouldn't be that hard to find where the Isser comes from. It seems that it's alluded to in the Torah, and that's perhaps one of the Shittos in Rishonim, but that's not what the Gemara seems to assume. Where in Shulchan Aruch the Isser is even more challenging. If you were to open up a Shulchan Aruch, this is one of the big things that the Shulchan Aruch omitted for one reason or another. It doesn't appear anywhere in Shulchan Aruch, the Isser to count Jews. When the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch talks about it, he talks about it in Kal Tesvav or Simon Tesvav, where he discusses having a minion and who's mitzarif to a minion. So he mentions when you're counting for the minion, you should say Hoshea Samecha. So instead of counting Jews, that's where he mentions the Isser. Where does it come up on the page of Shulchan Aruch? There's a Magen Avraham in Siman Kuf Nun Vav. If you ever open up Siman Kuf Nun Vav, it's the end of the Seder of Davening in the morning. So and you're about to transition into the rest of your day. The Shulchan Aruch is written in Aruchim. It's written in the order of the Seder Ayom. So it starts out with Hashkamas Adam Baboker and Sittis and Tefillin, and it goes into the Brach. So it goes through the Kriya Shema and Tefillah, goes through all the normal Seder Ayom of what a person would go through. So as it's finishing davening and it's about to lead you into the rest of your day, the Magen Avraham says, wait a second, we missed a whole bunch of things. And the Magen Avraham there's a long Magen Avraham, Sivkat and Beis, that goes through all of these halachos that were for some reason or another omitted from the Shulchan Aruch. He talks about Lashon Hara and he talks about all sorts of different topics that for one reason or another were omitted from the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Brura on the spot also, for some reason, quotes many of the ones the Magen Avraham mentions, but not all of them, adds a couple of his own. But the Mishnah Brura also, in that spot, in that location, Kuf Nun Vav, that's where the Mishnah Brura mentions many in Yanim that relate to Derech Eretz and honesty in business and things like that, that for some reason didn't quite make it into the Shulchan Aruch. The reason the Magen Avraham talks about it on that spot is now you're about to go out into the world. Now, these are the things you need to know that you may not have otherwise known as you're about to go out into the world. If I'm not mistaken, the Mishnah Brura mentions Mechitza as one of them. Mechitza doesn't appear anywhere in Shulchan Aruch, which is also a little bit odd. It's a staple of every Orthodox shul, is that there's a Mechitza, and it's not in Shulchan Aruch, but it's an obvious requirement based on the Gemara at the end of Masechta Sukkah, but it doesn't appear in Shulchan Aruch. So again, a lot of the absence of something from Shulchan Aruch is not a raya to anything. It's not a raya to the fact that to any suggestion that the halacha is not a real halacha, or that we don't have to be careful about it. Certainly, we fought a melchemes mitzvah in the middle of the 20th century of Salvechik Lev, a melchemes mitzvah about mechitzas in Beis HaKnesses, mechitza in a shul, and there was good reason for that. There was a very, very strong reason for that. So the fact that it's not in Shulchan Aruch doesn't necessarily mean that it's not a real halacha. Adrabah, over here we have a couple of sugyas and shas that seem to very clearly point to not only the fact that one is not allowed to count Jewish people, but even more than that, that it's considered to be something that's very dangerous. It's considered to be something that causes us a great amount of heartache and can be very problematic for the Jewish people when we do get involved in counting Jews. Now, this is not only halacha l'maisa on a local level when you have a bunch of people standing around waiting for a minyan and you're counting the amount of people for a minyan. When one of the issues that came up in the Hakamas HaMedina, once the Jewish people have sovereignty over Eretz Yisrael and we have a Jewish government and we have to deal with a whole host of new issues that we hadn't had for centuries and centuries, so one of the issues they have to deal with is this issue of counting Jews, because every responsible country takes a census from time to time. The reason they take it, there's very good reason to take a census from time to time. They need to know who's out there. They need to know what kinds of people there are, different socioeconomic issues, the sociological issues that they have to deal with in order to be able to run government programs, in order to be able to target those programs properly. So it's important to know. It's important to know who you have living in the country. So the Israeli government is no different. The Israeli government does a census every now and then to try to figure out who's there, Miva Mia Holchim. And many of the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael said, wait a second, you can't do that. We can't count the Jewish people. This is counting all the Jews in Israel. That's not okay. You're not allowed to do that. So I thought maybe if we go through the sugya a little bit, we'll understand what the different opinions are in the poskim as to what the possible hetera might be for an Israeli census, where the source of the minna comes from to count Hoshia Samecha of all things. Why do we have to pick that pasuk of any other pasuk? I'm sure there are other pasukim that have 10 words in it. Right? Where does all this come from? What is the and maybe to understand the source of those shittos and poskim, not only who are machmer in the Israeli census, those who are mekel in the Israeli census as well. But let's start with our sugya. The Gemara in Yuma Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis, source number one. So we said that the Gemara was discussing the context of the races that they would have up the ramp of the Mizbeach to decide who wins, who gets to do the Trumas Hadashen. So what if two people tied? They did away with the race eventually, but what if two people tied in the race up the Mizbeach? So they would say, Hitzbiu, everyone who was involved has to go in a stand in a circle and put out a finger, and they pick a random number that's much larger than the number of people that are in the circle, and they take off one Kohen's hat, and they start with that Kohen, and they start counting fingers around the circle till they reach that predetermined number. And when they reach that predetermined number, that Kohen that they land on is the one that gets to do the Trumas Hadashen. So Tana, Hotios Balsechem Leminyan. V'nimninu l'detu. So ask the Gemara, why don't you just count them? Why do you have to have them stick out their fingers and count their fingers? So Mesayel Rabbi Yitzchak, there's a riot Rabbi Yitzchak, Dom Rabbi Yitzchak, Osir Limnos es Yisrael afilu l'dvar mitzvah. So first of all, the first heter you would think of for the Israeli census would be, it's a dvar mitzvah, we need to run social programs, we need to know where to send aid, we need to do a dvar mitzvah, we need to do tzedakah, that's one of the responsibilities of a government. But here you have it, aser afilu l'dvar mitzvah. Dvar mitzvah alone is not going to help us. You're not allowed to count Jews even for a dvar mitzvah, d'chsiv ve'ev kadem bebezek. Maskev lo Ravashi, mi mai dahe bezek lishna de mivzaku, vidilma shmad de masahu. How do you know Vayiv Kedem Bebezek? We're understanding it means that when Shaul counted the Jewish people, he did so using shards of pottery. He wouldn't count them. He would count some representation of them. They would hand something in. Everyone would hand in a shard of pottery, then he counted the shards that he had. Says Gemara, how do you know that's what the word means? Maybe that's just the name of the town where he did the counting. Pasuk refers to an Adoni Vezek, who must have been the governor of Bezek, must have been the name of a town. So Elamehacha. So rather, it's from the following pasuk. He counted them using sheep. Everyone contributed a sheep. He counted all the sheep at the end, and that's how he knew how many people there were. Amar Blazer Kalamona Es Yisrael over Belav. So Blazer says, not only do we have Rabbi Yitzchak's statement that it's aser to count the Jewish people even for a dvar mitzvah, now we have that it's a los asay. It's a los asay to count the Jewish people. Now normally when we say over blav, we mean that it's a los asay midaraisa, that we're dealing with a full bona fide iser daraisa. So you expect to quote a pasuk in Chumash. Shenemar pasuk in Hosea. V'haya mispar b'nei Yisrael k'chol hayam asher lo yimod. That the numbers of the Jewish people are like the sand of the sea that cannot be measured. So the Gemara is understanding that that's not just a lashon of bracha, that we are so many people that you can't measure us, but that's a statement of halacha, that there are so many Jewish people, and you better not count them to figure out exactly how many there are, because that's an iser. It's an iser from the Navi, so it's an iser midivrei Kabbalah, it sounds like, not an iser daraisa. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Amar, over b'shnei lavin, it's actually two lo sases, lo yimod v'lo yisafer. It's also lo yisafer, it also means don't count them, so don't measure them, don't count them. So you see directly that it's a violation of two lavin. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Shomar Nachmeni, Rav Yonasan Rami, Rav Yonasan asked the stira, on the one hand it says that the number of the Jewish people is like the sand of the sea, and on the other hand it says that we can't be counted. But the sand of the sea is finite, it's a very, very big number, but it's finite, so how can it say It all depends how we're behaving. If we're behaving really well, then we're going to be so plentiful that it's going to be impossible to count the Jewish people. If we're not behaving well, it's going to be possible to count us, although very difficult, because there are going to be many in number, like the sand of the sea. But notice what the Gemara just did over there. It transitioned from lo yimod v'lo yisafer being a directive, don't count, don't count, two los assays, into saying that more of a lashon bracha. The lo yimod v'lo yisafer really depends, that's a statement about how plentiful, how many we are going to be in times when we are doing Ritzon Shel Makom. So the Gemara sounded very halachic and then shifted sort of at the end. But what's the halach? Are we dealing with the Din D'Orais over here? It doesn't sound like it. Every pasuk we quoted in this Gemara was from the Navi. Nothing was from, so we're not dealing with the Rabbanan either. We're dealing with the halach of Midivrei Kabbalah, perhaps as many as two los assays, plus a message from the Navi Shmuel about a Maisa Rav, a Maisa Shahaya. Now, exactly how we deal with a biblical figure like Shaul HaMelech not wanting to count the Jewish people. I mean, what does that mean? Where did he learn the halacha from? I mean, that was not... Lo yimod v'lo yisafer is a statement of a los haseh. Don't count them. Lo yimod v'lo yisafer. They should not be counted. Fine, I get that from Hosea. But the pasuk that was quoted by Rabbi Yitzchak was a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph. And it wasn't a pasuk where Shaul said, or anybody said, don't count the Jewish people, or any Navi gave a command from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't count the Jewish people. That's not what's going on over there. We're told the story of how Shaul counted the Jewish people. And the way he did it was by taking something. It was by taking a shard of pottery, by taking a sheep, by taking something in return. Well, where did he know that halacha from? The halacha must have existed, if it's just a story of a Maisa Shaya. The halacha must have existed beforehand. So although every single pasuk we're quoting here is a pasuk in Navi, the implication, at least of the first couple of lines of Gemara, is that it must have pre-existed Shaul, so it must have come pretty early on. And who knows? Maybe it was halacha l'Moshe Misinai. Maybe it was something that we already had as a tradition in Torah Shebal Peh. We don't know one way or the other. We just know that Shaul was already sensitive to it for a reason. So we just don't know what that reason is. The Rambam mentions this halacha. Directly quoting from our Gemara, pretty much. Why is it that when we counted the Kohanim, we would count their fingers and we wouldn't count them themselves? You're not allowed to count the Jewish people unless you use something else. Unless everyone contributes something, then you can count those items that they contributed. The Magen Avraham also, as I mentioned, quotes also from our Gemara, uses that as the source in Kufnun Vav, where he goes through all of the different things that are Midos and Derech Eretz and are important in Yanim that are omitted from Shulchan Aruch for one reason or another. Don't count the Jewish people. And again, based on Yumadaf Chav Beis. Now, the major kasha that needs to be asked, and is asked by several of the Achronim, is why quote from Yumadaf Chav Beis? Why, I'm not why quote from, why does Yumadaf Chav Beis quote from Psukim and Navi? There seems to be better places to count from, to quote from, if you want to learn this Isser. For example, there is a pasuk in Shmos Perek Lamed, Parshas Kisisa, Kisisa's Rosh B'nei Yisrael V'kudehem, V'nasnu Ish Kofer Nafsho L'Hashem B'fkodosam, V'lo Yebem Negev B'fkodosam. What does the pasuk tell us? When you want to count the numbers of the Jewish people, everyone should give Kofer Nafsho. Everyone gives, this is the parasha of Machsa Shekel. Everyone gives a little bit, a little something. Machsa Shekel as a representative of themselves, and that way, lo yebem negef b'fkodosan. And that way, there won't be some sort of plague and suffering through the counting. Now, the clear implication of the pasuk is that if you count in a normal way, if you count using numbers, then there's going to be a plague or something terrible that happens. So it's not exactly the lashon of a lo saseh, but at least it sounds like a mitzvah saseh, or at least a situational mitzvah saseh, not that you have a mitzvah to count, but kisisa, as Rosh B'nai Yisrael, when you do count, you better do it this way. So the clear implication that you're not, it's a lava b'mukhala say, that you're not allowed to count in a normal way. You have to do it this way by collecting something from everybody. So that's the kasha that everyone is bothered by. Why doesn't the Gemara quote that pasuk? It seems like such an obvious source to quote. So if I'm not mistaken, the Ramah, well, I mean, not the Ramah, I meant the Marsha raises a similar question, but a little bit different. The Marsha doesn't quote from, he quotes both actually. If you look in source number 8, the Marsha in Chidush HaGadlus Maseches Yuma. So I put two paragraphs there. First, Asher L'Mnos Yisrael, V'hod lo Maisle Yisura Miminyan de Moshe B'chatzai Shkolin, V'lo Mana Osan Lehedya K'mufurish Bei V'lo Yabem Negev. So the Marsha starts with that question, why not quote from the Pasuk in Parshas Kisisa, V'lo Yabem Negev, sounds the mashmash aminin sholibo ayin hara lahavi negev. Sounds like if we have real numbers, then it's going to be a terrible ayin hara and it's going to cause a plague. Yesh lomar di ikal afrushe de lakach meyam chatzai shkalim lekapara al shechatu be'egel. When you're reading that pasuk in Chumash, some psukim in Chumash are about mitzvos ledoros. Then there are other psukim in Chumash that are mitzvos, but they're not ledoros. They're not meant to be for all future generations. For example, do not come near Har Sinai. That was not a mitzvah ledoros. That was a mitzvah for those few days that we couldn't go near Har Sinai, where we had to keep our distance from the mountain because of the Kavod HaShechina, that we had to stay away. So there are certain mitzvahs that are clearly mitzvahs ledoros, and other mitzvahs that are not mitzvahs ledoros. So we assumed when we read the pasuk, whenever you count the Jewish people, you always need to do it al yidei the maksa shekel, and if you do it any other way, then it's going to be a negative, it's going to be a terrible thing. Says the Marsha, maybe not. Maybe that's talking about in that situation in history. We're coming off the heels of the Egel, and we're suffering still the consequences of the Egel. So in order to be mechaper for the Egel, we need to give a token for our kapara. So to count the Jewish people, lechaper al nafshos sechem, lahagin v'kach aleim shlo yebem negef. That's when we're especially sensitive to the potential for some terrible plague. Of Mim Bezek Lo Shaykh Lekapara, Lekapara El Mishum Isser Minyan, Bechena Minyan Betlaim, Lekalimim Mishum Kapara Bo Lekarban, Dakulamid Shal Havakadil Kaman, Veina de Mishapa Dovershena Shalom. He says, but when we quote these Psukkim in Navi, we see it's clearly not about a Kapara. The one Pasuk in Navi said they all gave animals. That sounds like a kapara. Normally, that's what we do for a kapara. We bring animals as a karban. So he says, no, if you look clearly, the Gemara says, Shaul donated all the animals. Shaul gave everyone an animal to give back as representative of themselves. So it all came from Shaul. And you can't be mechaper with something that's Eino Shalom. You can't get a kapara with something that doesn't belong to you. So there's no way that it was a kapara. So that's why the Gemara Dafka quotes these Pesukim in Navi. From the Pasuk in the Torah, one might have thought that it's limited to the generation of the Midbar. In fact, it's not such a crazy thing to believe that it was limited to the generation of the Midbar. One of the major discussions that all of the Rishonim have is that the Gemara in Maseches Brachos tells us that David HaMelech went terribly wrong in deciding to count the Bnei Yisrael. At some point, David HaMelech, while he was being chased by Shaul, and Shaul was out to get him, David HaMelech talks to Shaul, and he says to him, "Im Hashem hisischa bi, if Hashem has caused you to want to hurt me, I mean Hashem is the one that's causing you to do this avera." So that's a very disrespectful way to talk about the Ribono Shel Olam. You could say, look, if you've gone out of your mind, he didn't want to say it that way. He wanted to speak in a more respectful way to Shaul, but in so doing, he spoke in a disrespectful way toward the Ribono Shel Olam. So the Gemara in Brachos tells us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not too happy that David HaMelech essentially called him a Mesis, called HaKadosh Baruch Hu a Mesis. A Mesis Mediach is about the worst thing that a person can be. It's bad to be a sinner. It's worse to cause others to sin. Ain't torn in the Mesis. The halacha is, the Gemara Masech Sanhedrin tells us, the Yitzilu Eda, we should do whatever we can to try to save a person's life for Din Torah. We make tainas for people. We come up with any taina that will help get them off the hook. But not for a mesis. Not for a mesis. For someone who's mesis, we throw the book at him. There's no Yitzilu Eda. We're not interested in helping him. So now you can call HaKadosh Baruch Hu a mesis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the reason that Shaul is doing all these terrible things to David. So Amar Rav Lazar, Amalei Kodesh Baruch Hu David, Hashem says to David, Mesis Karisa Li. What, you called me a Mesis? Hare ani machshilcha b'davar shafilu tinoka shal b'shravim yodin also. I'm going to be machshil you to violate an avera that even children, little school children, know. What's the avera? D'chziv, kisisa, shosh b'nei sol, v'kudei amnasin ishkofer nafsho. Funny, the Gemara quotes, what's the pasuk for the Yisrael to count the Jewish people? The Gemara quotes the pasuk from Chumash, from Kisisa, from Shkalim, Miyad ve'yamot satan al Yisrael uksiv ve'yisa says David behem leimar leich manos Yisrael. David gives the command, let's go count the Jewish people. So David counts the Jewish people, because, and that comes about because he called Hashem a Mesis. And when he counted them, he did not take a kofar from them. Etc. Exactly when he went till, but that's irrelevant to our main point. Our point over here is that David HaMelech counted the Jewish people. He violated this terrible avera. So one of the questions all the Rishonim are bothered by is, he's David HaMelech. How did he forget something so simple? Everyone, every child knows, when you're waiting for a minion, you don't count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. When you're counting the children in your class, you don't count by the numbers. Everybody knows that. How did David HaMelech mess this up? What was he thinking? What was his svara? What was his hava amina? So the Ramban, on that pasuk in Parsh Kisisa, the Ramban discusses what was wrong with David. Why would he think that it's okay? So the Ramban writes that perhaps David made exactly this mistake, that David thought that this Isser only applied during this man, during that Dor HaMidbar, and afterwards the Isser goes away. Maybe he thought that once they go into Eretz Yisrael, the Isser disappears. That might have been the mistake that David HaMelech made. So that's the so again we pointed out, the Marsha says, why is it that we don't quote the pasuk in Chumash? So the Marsha says, because from the pasuk in Chumash it might only be about that generation. So I'm just pointing out that according to Ramban, that's good for the mistake that David made, that he taka thought it was only about that generation. He thought it didn't apply to future generations, and that's where he went wrong. Now, there are other sources as well as to where this Isser comes from. So again, let's keeping score so far. We have the Gemara in Bracha, sounds like it's from the Chumash, from Parsh Kisisa, because it says, this is something afilu tinok shal b'shrabim yodin, and it quotes the pasuk in Parsh Kisisa, that if you don't want a negev, you better take a machsa shekel. We have the Gemara in Yuma, that it was about Shaul using shards to collect from people. We also have the Gemara later in Yuma that we also saw, about the pasuk in Hosea, lo yimod v'lo yisafer, being the source of the Isser. And then we have a fourth possibility, fourth and fifth possibility, I guess you could call it. Rashi, in several places in the Navi, quotes other random psukim, seemingly random psukim. If you look in source number 9, Rashi in Divrei Hayamim, Vayehi bazos ketzef al Yisrael, may also ktsas shemana haya ketzef al Yisrael, fi sha'al b'makshavaso limnos kol Yisrael, because the Havamina was to count all of the Jewish people, Lavra la pasuk, to violate the pasuk. Asher imyuchal ish limnos esafar aretz v'gomer. Bereshis yud gimel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to Avram Avinu. V'lavra pasuk, habit na Hashemayim. Bereshis tezvav. So again, totally different pasukim. These are pasukim about Hashem telling Avram Avinu, your children are going to be so many, they're not going to be able to be counted. Now, that raises a whole different issue, a whole different problem. The Gemara in Maseches Yuma had said, that either we learn it from Shaul, from the story of Shaul, or we learn it from the pasuk in Hosea. What was the pasuk in Hosea? That you can't count the Jewish people because the pasuk says that there are going to be so many like the sand of the sea, asher lo yimad v'lo yisafer. If you want to use a pasuk that describes the Bnei Yisrael as being so many like the sand of the sea that cannot be counted, or like the stars of the sky, let's say, that cannot be counted, do you need to wait for Hosea to use such imagery to describe Bnei Yisrael as being so plentiful? We've heard of Bnei Yisrael. Even those amongst us, if there are any who haven't learned Hosea, have heard of the idea that the Bnei Yisrael are like the stars of the sky or the sand by the sea. Where have we heard it from? Chumash. Hashem describes it to Avram Avinu. So why would the... Just like we had a kasha on the part of the Gemara that decided to quote the story of Shaul HaMelech instead of the Chumash and Parshas Kisisa. We have a kasha on the other part of the Gemara that decides to quote Pesukim in Hosea instead of quoting from Pesukim in Lech Lecha, from Pesukim Ben Avraham Avinu. And that's the other comment of the Marsha, if I remember correctly. If you look at the Marsha in the second paragraph in source number 8, over Belav Shnemer V'Hayim Mispar B'nei Yisrael, etc., V'yesh L'daktek Amaylo Maisi B'chei Agavni Mikro D'Bido Raisa D'Chziv V'Samti Asarech K'chol Hayam Asher Lo Yisafer Meirov. If you want to quote a pasuk about the Jewish people being like the sand of the sea that cannot be counted because there are so many of them, why not the pasuk that describes exactly that? Asher lo yisafer meirov. V'yesh lo mer dahu kra lav mishum yisura nagubo. El dekamer shlo yisafer meirov, dainu machmas riboy kol kach, sheyil ha-sofer l'minosam. He says, no, the pasukim and chumash are clearly just a bracha. They're not an iser. It's a bracha to Avraham Avinu. The children are going to be so many that they're not going to be able to be counted. Aval b'haikra d'Hosea lo mesayim be'meirov. Says the difference between the pasuk in Chumash and the pasuk in Hosea is the pasuk in Chumash says lo yisafer meirov. Pasuk in Hosea says lo yisafer, period, without the word meirov. What does the word meirov add? Meirov adds a certain tone to the statement. Meirov is saying that there are going to be so many that no one would be able to count them. It's a lashon of bracha. It emphasizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to show how many there are going to be. Without the word Meirov, it's just a statement of an imperative. It's you cannot count the Bnei Yisrael. Lo Yisafer, do not count them. Without any tone of trying to say how impressive they are. It's not about how impressive they are. It's about an Isser, that you're not allowed to count them. So those psukim, the Marsha says, the Gemara purposely stayed away from when discussing the Isser to count the Bnei Yisrael. Now, a couple of more things before we get into the halacha lemaisa over here. We've started to discuss where David went wrong, what mistake he made. So one understanding the Ramban has is, as we said before, that he thought maybe it only applied while Bnei Yisrael was in the Midbar. The Ramban elsewhere, in his commentary to Bamidbar, Perek Aleph, really Pasuk Gimel, his commentary on Pasuk Beis and Gimel over there are together, has a couple of more suggestions as where David went wrong. One of his suggestions was that David HaMelech counted the Jewish people just because he wanted to count the Jewish people. There was no tzorech for it. Had there been a tzorech, then maybe it would have been okay. But there was no tzorech. In order for counting to be mutter, it would therefore turn out you need there to be a tzorech and it needs to be an indirect count. You still can't count them directly. Now, why is that? Why do you need both a tzorech and an indirect count? Once there's a, if tzorech is enough to avoid the iser of counting the Bnei Yisrael, so why does it have to be indirect? Why do you have to count their machzah shekels or their animals or their shards of pottery? Why can't you just count them or their fingers for that matter? If tzorech is enough to get around the iser, why would there be the second qualification that it has to be indirect? So the distinct impression that you get is that there are really tzvei dinim over here. There are really two issues in counting Bnei Yisrael. There's the Isser Shabo. You're not allowed to count the Jewish people. Stam, it's an Isser, like any other Isser in the Torah. And then there's the issue of the Negev that the Pasuk talks about. That whether you're violating an Isser or not violating an Isser, counting the Bnei Yisrael causes plague. Counting the Bnei Yisrael is a dangerous thing to do. Why is it a dangerous thing to do? Why would it bring a plague onto Klal Yisrael? What does it do in any way that hurts Klal Yisrael? So there are a couple of suggestions. Rashi writes that that when you count the Bnei Yisrael, it's an ayin hara, that we bring attention to each person is an ayin hara. Rabbeinu Bechai says a little bit more detail that it's not just an ayin hara. He says part of the way we operate as Klal Yisrael. We've discussed in the past, I think Shabbat Shuvah we discussed, that Klal Yisrael has, we have an identity as individuals, but then we have a whole different identity as Knesset Yisrael. And we're judged as a Tzibur, as a Knesset Yisrael. And there's a lot of comfort in being able to just sort of blend in to Knesset Yisrael. Those who are in Lem Chelek Lolam Abba are the people that are removed from Knesset Yisrael, the people that take themselves out of Knesset Yisrael. When you're in Knesset Yisrael, those who can't do tshuva, those are people who are removed from Knesset Yisrael. When a person is connected to Knesset Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of looks over, is, overlooks a lot of our personal shortcomings, because we're part of this amazing thing called Knesset Yisrael. What's counting? Counting is taking each person and giving them their own individual chashivos. Taking each person out and saying, you are one, you are two. So it's no longer Knesset Yisrael as a unit. Once we do that, says Rabbeinu Bechai, then we're all on our own. So it's just a natural consequence that there's going to be tremendous amounts of suffering. Because when we can't hide or find comfort in the confines of Knesset Yisrael, and we're each singled out as individuals, that's going to be very dangerous for us. That's going to be very dangerous for every single individual, because each of us have our own shortcomings that normally we rely on our friends and our colleagues and our chaverim, our brothers and our sisters and our cousins to help us overcome, to help cover up for us a little bit. So that's the lamashal. It's like a person, a couple that lives a proper married life together, where there's a division of responsibilities, where one spouse has no idea how to pay the bills, and the other one has no idea how to defeather a chicken. I don't know. They have no ideas how to do whatever the different chores are in the house. And when one goes away for a week or so it's very overwhelming. Because that shortcoming they had has always been covered up by the spouse taking care of all those things. And now what? So when we're singled out, that's the problem, says the Rabbeinu Bechai. So the truth is that there's a significant nafkamina for that, meaning we're suggesting that there are two dinim, and this is clear in the Rishonim, that there are two dinim over here. There's a din of an isert account, and then there's this additional danger that's associated with counting, because it singles us out the way that Rabbeinu Bechai explains it. Nafkamina would be sometimes you could avoid the iser. If it's a litzorech, says the Ramban, maybe it's not aser. Maybe the iser isn't there, but you still better not do it directly, because when you count people and you're singling out individuals, well, then you're still violating something, because you're still, it's not an iser, but you're violating their safety. The possibility of a negev still exists. Who's the Yisra'an? David HaMelech counts B'nai Yisrael. Who violated the Yisra? Whose Aver is it? Is it B'nai Yisrael's Aver, or is it David's Aver? So Pashtus is David's Aver, right? So the negev is on Klal Yisrael. Lo yeh behem negev, Pasuk says. Moshe Rabbeinu, when you count Klal Yisrael, make sure you take the Maksa Shekel, otherwise they're going to suffer. Why is that fair? They didn't do the Isser. But according to what we're saying, it makes plenty of sense. These are two totally separate inyanim. In terms of the Isser, the Isser is on the person doing the counting. Meaning, why didn't the Eidah Haredis, the based in Yerushalayim, when they wanted to take the first Israeli census, say, knock yourselves out, secular government, count us all you want. It's their problem. Let them count all they want. I'll fill in all my census forms, no problem. Why did we make a big stink about it? Why did people make a big stink about it? Why did the Tzitz Eliezer write, he wrote literally like a book-length treatment of the issue of counting B'nai Yisrael, the issue of the Israeli census? Why? Why make a big deal? It's their issue. They eat nevels and trefus and they do all sorts of other things a lot of times also. I'm sure there are plenty of people in the government who do a lot worse issue than counting B'nai Yisrael. Why are we so worried about it? Because in addition to the fact that we're helping them violate this issue, and maybe some sort of Lifnei Iver issue, in addition to that, at the end of the day, the Negev is going to be our problem. The Negev is not going to be the government's problem. So anyway, that's one approach that the Ramban has in terms of where David went wrong. That David went wrong because there was no Tzorech. To get around the Isser, you need to have a Tzorech. Another possibility that Ramban has, that maybe David started counting at too early an age. He started counting people from the age of 13. There are other approaches as well. The Chassam Sofer has a very novel interpretation of all of this. I saw this Chassam Sofer quoted in Contemporary Halachic Problems by Rabbi Bleich in Volume 3. He has a whole 20-page essay on the Israeli census. And he quotes this. This is not in the original editions of the Tshuvas Chassam Sofer. It's in some later editions of the Tshuvas Chassam Sofer. So I was unable to find it on the Bar Ilan CD to put it in the Mar Makomos. But he quotes from the Chassam Sofer the following. So the Chasam Sofer says, what's the point of taking a shard of pottery? What difference does it make if I'm taking a shard of pottery or I'm counting the people themselves? Either way, I'm coming out with the same count. So what difference does it make? In fact, we had a Gemara in Pesachim that spoke about how I think I actually have in the Maror Mekomos, that how impressive it was that one of the ways they would figure out the numbers of the Bnei Yisrael, Agrippas HaMelech wanted to know how many Jews there were. So what did he do? He started counting the kidneys of the Korban Pesach. How many kidneys there were of Korbanos Pesach. So he took Kulya Mikol Echad, V'nimtzu Sham Shishim Ribo Zuge Kloyos. He had 600,000 sets. It's Keflayim Ki Yotzim Mitzrayim. Double the amount of Yotzim Mitzrayim, 600,000 sets means 1.2 million, and that doesn't even count the people who were Tamei and Bederach Rechoka, and you have to realize that every single Korban Pesach had at least 10 people joined in on the Korban Pesach, because you got to finish every last bite of it, you don't want to have no sir. So there's a lot of Jews. But how did they do it? By taking something else. So Chasam Sofer says, why take something else? Why not just count the people? So Chasam Sofer suggests the reason you dafka take something else is that we don't want to get an accurate count. An accurate count is the issur. So whenever you say, okay, everyone hand in, you know, one thing, and then you count up how many things you have, it's always a little bit off. It's never, even in like a school setting, you know, I have Kleinahara, and I never counted them, but I'm told 33 kids in my 11th grade cheer. So I ask everybody, okay, everyone put yourself on the desk before a test or something, or at the beginning of the year. Everyone put yourself on the desk. Every kid has a cell phone. Somehow there are only 32 cell phones on the desk. You know, it's, someone forgets. Someone didn't hear. Someone missed the announcement. So there are only 32 that make it up. So Chasam Sofer says it builds inaccuracy into the count. That's the kunz of taking something. It builds inaccuracy into the count. Nevertheless, Chasam Sofer says, you still need the kofer, the concept of kofer nafsho. That when you're going to count, we have to make up for the fact that this still draws attention in a negative way and may cause a plague. So we give something that could be a kapara for what we're doing right now. So you need both. It needs to be something that's imprecise, plus you still need the kofer nafsha. Now, knowing all that, and all this, these different opinions, let's go to the Israeli census and see what the poskim have to say about it. So there were a couple of poskim that were makel. Sri Deish has a long tshuva on it. We're not going to read through it here. It's in your, it's in the Maror Mekomos over here. Sri Deish says, well, first of all, it's definitely an indirect counting. You're not counting people. How do they do a census? They send you a census form, and you fill out the form, and you mail it in, or they come and pick it up from you, the census form. So he says, they're counting pieces of paper. They're not counting people. So what's mali if it's shards or sheep or kidneys of Korban Pesach, or fingers, or pieces of paper. It's all the same. So it shouldn't make a difference if they're counting. So that's totally fine. It's indirect. Now, wait a second. That shouldn't be enough, the fact that it's indirect. The Ramban didn't think indirect was enough. He said it needs to be a purpose. There needs to be a purpose for it also. But there is a purpose for this. The purpose for this is, again, to make sure that we have... Now, the argument goes that there is a purpose for it. Every normal country does this, so there must be a purpose for it. If everybody's doing it, and it somehow affects policy and affects how we decide where money is going to be spent and on which types of neighborhoods we're going to, we're going to add more police and which neighborhoods we're going to add more homeless shelters and things like that. So that's a purpose. That's a genuine purpose. So that's how the Sri Deish understands. Rav Menachem Kasher, in the see those big giant books on the top shelf of the Torah Shlema. They're not, for some reason, not as frequently used as maybe they should be. He has like shakes out every single medrash that ever existed on all of Chumash, and then in the back he has a lot of his own essays. He was a big gaon. He was a very, very brilliant Talmud Chacham. So Menachem Kasher, for some reason, not as well known as probably he should be. But see, when you write little books, people like to read them. You write big books. Takes a long time. So Rav Menachem Kasher has three reasons to say that it's mutter. First of all, he said that maybe when the count is a written count, that automatically makes it mutter. It's not a verbal count where you're counting people. Everyone writes it down. Second of all, he says, we're not counting Jews. We're counting citizens of Israel. There are Arab citizens of Israel, Christian citizens. There's all different types of citizens of Israel. So it's not counting Jews. So what's the issue over here? I mean, what would the problem be? It's a pretty important hara. So what's the response to that? So I thought the response to that is that they don't just, it's not, when people take a census, they're not looking for a number. How many people are there in Israel? That's not what they're doing. They're breaking down the numbers. There are this many people in Bnei Brak, this many Jews, this many Christians, this many Arabs, this many Muslims, this many, they're breaking it up, they're breaking it down based on the different types of people. So of course they're counting Jews. Yes, they're doing it to Goyim also, but of course they're counting Jews. That's obviously what we're doing. So I didn't really understand the fact that Goyim are included in the census. I didn't understand how that would help. I just saw literally 2 minutes before the shiur, so it's not in the Maram Kol, from Rav Sternbach in Shuvos Van Hagos in Chel Gimel Siman Shin Pei Zayin. He thinks it's even worse. He says when the count is La Yehudim Vigayim Gara VaYisr Chomer Yoser. He says that's even worse. She Shora She Yisr Mavur Bekama Mefarshim She Yisrael Einam Bnei Minyan. He says what's the reason for this whole Isr? It's because the Jewish people are not countable. When you count us with Goyim, so then not only are we saying that we're willing to take away our own uniqueness, that we can't be counted, we're actually throwing ourselves together with the Goyim. Zeu shorash ha'iser. V'gam b'chal afil k'shuhut are ha'inu l'tzorech. K'mvor b'ramban v'kanein tzorech ha'kadei la'adir b'chashas l'akana. He says, aside from that, I don't even agree that there's a tzorech in the first place. Now that's a very iffy thing. Rav Chaim Kanievsky also said he doesn't believe that there's a tzorech. What do you mean you don't believe there's a tzorech? Isn't it important to know? He says they know. They know a lot of from people live in Bnei Brak. They know a lot of secular Jews live in Tel Aviv. They know. They have a basic idea. How much more of an idea are they really getting from the whole census? So he wasn't convinced that there's such a tzorech to begin with. And Rav Nachum Kasher's third sniff lahakel was that it's not a really accurate count anyway, because you never have a census where everybody fills in a census form. Those who are most in need usually are the ones that certainly aren't going to fill it in. They don't have an address to deliver it to. And those are, it's understood that there are significant inaccuracies in it. Rav Gorin thought that even if you say that you're counting papers, you're not really counting papers, because when you fill in the paper, when you fill in the form, you fill in all the people in your household. So when they're counting the names on your form. So it's still counting the people, not just the pieces of paper. Many of the Achronim, including Rav Sternbach and Rav Gor and many, many others, all point out that the Isser is even greater over here because you're counting all of Klal Yisrael. So what does it mean you're counting all of Klal Yisrael? You're only counting the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. Well, we don't count. So the Rambam writes in Uchlash Kagos, that's exactly correct. We don't count. When we talk about Knesset Yisrael for certain things, it's a Gemara in Horius about the Parhel and Dover Shel Tzibur, only those members of Klal Yisrael that live in Eretz Yisrael count toward Knesset Yisrael in that regard. So we're talking about Tzibur type of issues, things that relate to Klal Yisrael, we have every right to refer to the Jews of Eretz Yisrael as the representatives of Klal Yisrael as a whole. So at the end of the day, it's a very significant machlokas haposkim, and because of the danger associated with it, even if one would have otherwise been inclined maybe to find a kula, sometimes people are a little more cautious because of the danger associated with counting the Jewish people. Oh, last thing, Hoshea Esamecha. Why do we choose that pasuk to count the Jewish people when we take into account the curse that's involved and the negev, the plague that's involved in counting Jews? We understand we're going to use a pasuk to try to counteract that. Hoshea Esamecha, Kodesh Baruch Hu should give us salvation. Okay.